So if you've been listening to and tracking this podcast for any period of time, then I imagine that on some level you believe, as I do, that poems are very practical. I sometimes like to say that they are good stories without the boring parts. Certainly, at the heart of a good poem is something that has us stop and really pay close attention. I was making some notes thinking about this particular podcast today, or this week's podcast, and I was thinking that poetry can play this core role in our lives. And again, I suspect that if you've been tracking this podcast, you feel in a similar way that poetry can inspire us, can help us remember important things, can help us have insight. Help us hear what we didn't know we knew is the way I like to put it sometimes. That a poem, of course, a good poem can inspire us, help us grieve, help us deal with loss, help us celebrate and work with joy. It can do all those things. So, this episode today, called When a Poem Removes the Top of Our Head, is going to talk about something very specific. On today's Poetry Passion Pleasure podcast with your host, Dale Byron. Of course, that's me. And let's get right into today's podcast, because what I want to talk about is I want to talk about this idea that if we agree and that we believe poems have this very practical role that they can play in our lives, and if we realize that different poems do different amazing things for us. But I want to focus on something a little bit different today, and that is your personal agency as someone that works with poetry, someone that uses poetry in your life, in our lives. And what I want to say is that if you really love a poem, if you really love a poem, then, you are helping to co-create that poem, because the meaning of the poem, of course, has something to do with the words that the poet wrote, of course, but it has much to do with how it feels inside your body, my body, our bodies, and the meaning that we create. So I've got a little piece today. This is a piece that I've been working on for some time because it's so at the essence of how I feel about poetry. And I wanted to share it today, along with this particular theme of co-creation of poems. I'm not talking about poems that you personally wrote, but co-creation with every poem that you read, and particularly the poems that you love. So the poem is entitled When a Poem Removes the Top of Our Head. And of course, that refers to a quote from Emily Dickinson, the amazing American poet that we all know about. It's referenced in this particular poem. And that's where the title comes, When a Poem Removes the Top of Our Head. It goes like this. Listen. Listen, you can't just read a poem. Listen, you can't just read a poem. Not a good one. Not a good one. Not a poem that moves you. Not one that stops you in your tracks. Has you look closely, walk inside it, have your own experience. Without you, the reader, the listener, the poem is nothing. Let's say that again. Without you, the reader, the listener, the poem is nothing. Sure, the poet is a partner in the magic. Sure, the poet is a partner in the magic, but not some distant, rarefied person serving up truth from on high. You know, truth with a capital T. Sure, the poet is a partner in the magic, but not some distant, rarefied person serving up truth from on high. No, when you love a poem, you're its co-conspirator in a project called Good Poem making, good poem making. You're a collaborator in the whole gratitude generating shebang. I mean, seeing, reading, hearing, loving. And if the poem takes the top of your head off, and if the poem takes the top of your head off, as Emily Dickinson warned, you're in for the most righteous kind of trouble. You're in for the most righteous kind of trouble. If it reminds you, heals you, and reveals the world in its fuller brilliance, then something like art has likely happened. It is as though someone stepped into your body and said the very thing you most needed to hear. It's as if someone stepped into your body and said the thing you most needed to hear. What? What? How could they have known? How could they have known? They did not. They did not, but you did. They did not, but you did. And the combination of knowings has created something divine. Even the tiniest tingle of amazement is your clear sign to stop what you are doing. Allow yourself to be stunned by a simple and unspeakable deliciousness. Next, you can reach around your mysterious, miraculous body, patting yourself on your creative back, patting yourself on your creative back. For if you love a poem, really love it, then you are its partner in the sublime crime of making new and deeper meaning. Like it or not, my friend, like it or not, own it or not, you and the poet are one. You and the poet are one, bound by heart and soul, bound by heart and soul, beautiful, beautiful kindred spirits, forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope that comes through in how I really intend, which is that one of the things that we need as we move ahead in this world, we need, I think, a firm sense of agency. One of the things I've noticed with all of the political and the ecological, the sociological, from war to on and on, all these crises, the meta crisis, as it's been described, we are going to need a sense of agency, a sense of our own agency, more and more and more. And I think that poems have this wonderful capacity to be the stories. It can be kind of like the, the theme songs of our ability to move into the world more fully, more skillfully, with more intention, with more heart, with more soul. But it takes the right poems to do that. And my point today, my point I really want to get across, and this comes from working with thousands of people with poetry over 35 plus years, is that when you love a poem, and I've seen this with my own eyes, when you love a poem, when you really love a poem, you are its co-creator. You have agency in that poem because without you, without the life experience, without the unique person that you are, and without the unique experience that that poem creates as you step inside of it, as you bring the poem inside your own body, that is critical to the meaning of the poem, to the magic of the poem, to the miracle of the story that is the poem. And I think it's important for each of us to know that, because then the poetry becomes even more important, more helpful in our lives. As I said in this poem, again, which I've been working on for some time because it's so foundational to what I believe about poetry, to what I believe about each person that I have had the great privilege of working with around poetry. And there's been many, many people over the years. I said, for if you love a poem, if you love a poem, I mean, really love it, then you are its partner in the sublime crime of making new and deeper meaning. Like it or not, my friend, like it or not, own it or not, like it or not, my friend, own it or not, you and the poet are one. You and the poet are one, bound by heart and soul, beautiful kindred spirits. Forever and ever. Amen. So, we've come to the end of another episode, and I want to thank you, as I always do, for your listening ear. Thank you so much. Refer this podcast to others that you think might enjoy it. Subscribe if you haven't. Make a comment. You know, all those things would be wonderful. And in the meantime, until next time and next poem or poems, please take good care of yourself. And if you can, take good care of someone else.